Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's being done in our local schools to help children who have trouble reading? Let's go in depth with Linda Abbott, principal at West Elementary in Knoxville, Holly Van Wyk, former reading core tutor and student at Central College, Crystal Meyer, United Ways of Iowa, Iowa Reading Corps AmeriCorps program director, and Lori Morgan, internal coach for the AmeriCorps program and reading teacher at West. Linda, you had a special meeting today, an event. Can you tell us what it was?
We did. We had the opportunity to host Iowa Reading Corps and United Way partners who are working with us to help us provide more intervention support for our students. And Senator Sinclair was also present so that she could ask questions and get a better understanding of the program and how it operates, and hopefully to be able to expand it to more schools across the state.
And so was it a successful meeting?
I believe it was very successful.
Well, it was successful for me because it was fun to watch a little guy read so well. That was really neat.
Yes. The two, actually, you came in just mm-hmm. after, I think, the one had already done his part and then mm-hmm. went on. And so we actually had two young men who did a fabulous job and had an experienced tutor, member of Iowa Reading Corps, who demonstrated how the program works and how the interventions occur with those students individually.
What does the Iowa Reading Corps do?
So what we do is we take kids who we refer to as bubble kids in kindergarten through third grade, and we place AmeriCorps members in those classrooms, in those school districts, as tutors. And their goal is to increase that targeted growth rate of every student that they see.
And what's that mean?
So what that means is everyone has a rate of growth that is anticipated. And unfortunately, some kids have fallen behind that growth rate in literacy. And so what we're doing is we're giving them the means to play catch up. And once they catch up to their growth rate, they're likely to stay on target.
Okay, so you take the intervention, you see the problem, and then mm-hmm. you act so that kid doesn't stay behind.
That's exactly right. I refer to this as the no-frills approach to literacy, which is identify the problem, place the intervention, work that intervention, and it's done 20 minutes every day, every child, until they reach a certain data point, which Lori can talk about in terms of, you reach a certain score, and then if you've reached proficiency, we make sure you stay there for a while, and that's what we do. It's very simple. It's very straightforward.
And so, Lori, do you identify the kids, those bubble kids?
Yeah, we give a FAST test, and it's a screener. We give it 3 times a year. So, for instance, in the fall, we gave the screener. They have a benchmark score they're supposed to reach. If we look at those kids that are below the benchmark, we look at the ones for Holly that are just below it. So say I needed a 5 for letter sounds. Anyone that's a 4 or 3 are the kids that she's going to work with. In my program, I'm going to work with the little lower ones. And then she works with them for 20 minutes a day. We do progress monitoring. When they reach a certain benchmark in their progress monitoring, 3 to 4 data points. So each week is a data point, 3 to 4 data points above that benchmark that we want to get them to. Then we say we're going to exit you, but we don't actually exit you right away. We'll say you're not going to come see Ms. Holly this week, but she's going to progress monitor you. We're not going to see you next week, but we're going to progress monitor you. If you, after 3 weeks of that, if you've kept that benchmark goal, then we're going to exit you and give your spot to somebody else. If not, we're going to pull you back in and give you some more support.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Linda Abbott, Holly Van Wyk, Crystal Meyer, and Lori Morgan.
Give your spot to somebody else, so that implies there's a waiting line?
There is a waiting list.
Mm-hmm. A waiting list. Mm-hmm. Well, that's unfortunate. And that's why you're talking to legislators. Is that right? At least in part?
Partially, it's the reason. I mean, we want people to see this, to understand how beneficial it could be across the state of Iowa. So currently, we're in about 55 elementary schools. And that's not districts, that's 55 elementary schools in Iowa. Well, many of the school districts whose reading proficiency scores for third grade might be 50-60% of kids are not reading at grade level. We're not in those districts because we simply don't have enough scope in our program to be able to put kids in there. And so, for instance, here at Knoxville right now, they would actually like to have an additional two tutors beyond what they already have, but we've been unable to identify interested individuals to participate in the program as a tutor, as a Holly. Mm-hmm. We need two more Hollies at Knoxville. Mm-hmm. And it is the holiday season, so.
Yes.
Well, I guess as just a citizen of Iowa and as a mm-hmm. parent and thinking about what's best for, you know, the state progress, especially the kids, that if we don't have these interventions, they don't rise to their full potential? Is that, of course that's right.
Yes, absolutely. And something I think that makes it more personal to us here in Knoxville is that we have about 337 students in our kindergarten through second grade here at West Elementary, and about 108 of those are just below benchmark or farther below, but at least not meeting the benchmark level for getting out of that zone of being at risk for not becoming proficient.
I'm just learning about this. I know that there's some problems with schools and problems with funding, but this sort of seems to me like a crisis. Is it? Or am I overreacting?
It's a crisis in terms of, I guess, the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're unique in most ways by any means, but we know who those students are, and that's about 32% of our population, and we are working in a variety of ways to meet those needs, whether it's through special education services, Title I services, AmeriCorps, and then just the resources that we have in the building. So if we have someone with a little extra time, we're utilizing that extra time that they might have, 15, 20 minutes here or there, to meet with a group of students, a small group, or maybe individually as the students' schedules look to be available, and addressing those needs in those various different ways.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Linda Abbott, Holly Van Wyk, Crystal Meyer, and Lori Morgan.
And Holly, you work directly with the kids.
Yeah, I pulled my kids. I had 15 students and worked with each of them every day one-on-one for 20 minutes.
Each day?
Each day, every day, Monday minutes. Through Friday, one-on-one, 20 minutes.
And the little guy that I saw read,
right.
He was once on the bubble. He's not on any bubble now. He's just reading great. I mean, listening to him read.
Right. He has come a long ways, and he still hasn't hit the target that they want him at for second grade. So the aim line, it's the trend line. He is going up. He is progressing. But his aim line for where they say a second grader at this date should be, he has not hit that target. Once he hits that target, we will still work with him until he gets it for about a month straight, hitting over that target, because we want to make sure that he's going to stay there. And then after he exits, which means he hits that for 3 or 4 weeks, then we still progress monitor him to make sure that, oh, you got there, now you're just done. We want to make sure that without our services every day that he is able to stay up in proficiency. If he is not, we pull him back to give that one-on-one until he can get up there and stay up there without the interventions, because since he is a bubble kid, he doesn't qualify for any other services.
So what does that mean? Doesn't qualify for other services, like what?
As in, he's not low enough to be special ed. Low enough for title services, so he just is there. He's a bubble floating if there's no services available to him, which is what AmeriCorps is. We come in to tutor those kids that would not qualify for any other services if we were not here.
I see. And okay, so, and to my untrained ear, he sounded like he was doing fine, but you see and hear things that I don't, and that's why we need experts doing this.
Correct. That's why there's so much data collected, and that we do progress monitoring every week so that we can see how he is progressing and listening, and we have graph review meetings so that we can say, well, is it accuracy? Is it fluency? Like, is he getting a lot of errors, or is it just he's not quick enough? Do we need to work on his automaticity? Like, just get him going. So with him, I do duet reading, which is to help him with his automaticity. So we press the pace going back and forth to word, so that his brain is trained to go right to the next word and keep going.
That's automaticity.
Automatic. You hear, like, your brain doesn't have to segment the word and break it up. You just automatically see it. Your brain knows it. You can keep on going. Automatic.
And comprehension comes naturally with that, or no?
Comprehension comes with it, with automaticity, because it takes the brain so much longer to, if he doesn't know that word and his brain has to try to think of that word, then he's spent all that time and brain power on breaking up that word and figuring out that word that he's forgot the whole rest of the sentence. So when it comes automatic, it just flows in your head, and it makes the story, he can remember it, he comprehends it better, because he's not using that much of his brain to break the words up and figure them out. So it all goes to comprehension.
Okay, if he has to think about the word too much, he loses the context the word is in. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, because he's focusing on that word, and the comprehension goes down for the rest of it.
Okay, and so, Lori, you see this all the time. Does the program work for the kids in Knoxville?
Yeah. This is our third year. The first year, we had another tutor whose name was Tasha Ray, and we were able to move 15 kids out of the program. And of those 15 kids that were in the original program, there were only two that we're seeing this year. And wow. One of them moved away for 2 years. When she came back, she was a little low. I pulled her back in, and she's doing great.
Well, that's a nice success story. Now, I know, Linda, that some kids just have a hard time reading, no matter what parents are going to do. And the parents, most of us, aren't trained to teach kids that are having a hard time to read. But there are some other parents that really need to up their game, don't they, with respect to reading?
Well, we'd like to have kids, obviously, reading at home every day, and that would definitely bring them a long way. We also recognize that there are family situations in which the home situation may not be conducive to a parent being able to sit down. We have a lot of single-parent families. We have people who are working double shifts. We have a variety of reasons why it may not be possible for every child to sit down every night with a parent for 10 or 15 minutes to read a story together, or just have that time individually. So that's just something that we encourage, but we still have to honor what they can do and what they are able to do with the time they have with their children.
And Crystal, I bet you want this program in every school.
Almost every school. Some schools are, you know, they are blessed with a very, very high proficiency rate. 90-95% of their kids are proficient. Unfortunately, that's not very many in the state of Iowa. And so I would want this for every school that has a proficiency issue. I think this is a very valuable component to addressing literacy issues in the state of Iowa.
And so you're hoping to grow it.
I would love to grow it. In 4 years, we've gone from 10 tutors to 65. So that's pretty great exponential growth in my book. But I would, you know, I'd very much like to make another 50 tutors available in the state of Iowa to reach more kids in more districts.
And it's an investment in not only the kids, but in the future of our state and nation.
Reading is really an investment. And I know some people are going to say this is quite the stretch, but this is an investment in economic development. Because if you don't have kids who can read, who can fill the jobs that we try to create and that we do create, we're going to have a problem. And so I just see this as one of those. You know, I'm a lifelong Iowan. Okay, grew up, born here, raised here, left for a very tiny amount of time and came back. And I really see this as being a way that we can really impact the state for decades into the future, is making sure we have proficient readers who are able to go on and become productive workers.
Thanks to Linda Abbott, Holly Van Wyk, Crystal Meyer, and Lori Morgan for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.